Will started awake long after he had heard reveille. He roused himself up on his elbows to listen for the rattle of the wagon trains, or the brigade drums as the long end of the 20th Corps trailed after the regiments. He heard nothing. The sun shone all over the floor. It was like high noon in this place. He crawled to the window. The street was empty. The army was gone. He woke Arlie, and moments later they were rushing down the stairs and out the back door to the barn. Someone was leading their horse by the bridle, a Johnny Reb and his grays. Will's heart leapt up. He might in that instant of his confusion have hailed the boy, but Arlie rushed to the attack. As the two of them went down, the Reb didn't let go of the bridle, and the horse, twisted down by the head, planted her forelegs to keep from going over, but she was screaming. Will slowly realized there was more of a racket than there should be if Hood's men were in town on the heels of the Union Army. He looked down at his uniform. Now the Reb had let go of Dobbin so as to have both hands available for fighting. He was a heavier boy than Arlie, if not as fit, and so they went rolling over each other, rolling, punching, and grunting as the dust rose.
Will!
Arlie shouted.
Will!
He meant the horse, who nearly knocked Will over as she reared and cantered away around the side of the house to the street. Will, off in pursuit, noticed a bed of chrysanthemums planted along the side of the house, a society of modest yellow and white blooms crowned with ash and shuddering in the breeze. He thought what blessedness there was in the immobility and unthinkingness of plant life, that there might be something to say for it, as in the street now beyond the front yard, two rebel cavalry were agallop after the free-running creature, and another three horsemen had turned their mounts toward him, one with his sword drawn, another with his pistol cocked, and a third with a big smile